Okay, GWA. Well, you are very kind to me during my verification, so I thought I would at least answer a questionnaire. So this will be my first recording, and I'm gonna do Miss Yummy's mixer questionnaire, which is nice and long, so that will hopefully give me some time to get comfortable recording. Alright, I'm just gonna start here. GWA questions. Do post-test tags matter, or do you just read the title? Of course I read the tags. It's important to know what you're about to get into, so, yeah, and I think the tags are in the rules or whatever, so, Reddit still is a very foreign place to me sometimes, so I'm still getting used to, like, the post order and things like that. Yeah, sorry if I, like, respond to the wrong post. It's, like, hell on a person who has dyslexia. Anyway, how much time do you spend making and editing audio? Not much yet. I'm not sure when, I mean, I don't know. what are the pros and cons of recording? Oh, well, it definitely makes me more nervous than something like script writing. You know, you're alone in your apartment and you have to talk to yourself. It's kind of strange. But, I pulled out my snowball for this. I'm incredibly prepared for this thing that I am reluctant to do. So, let's see. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? New kinks. The daddy and little girl stuff is definitely, it's so prevalent on GWA, and it's, more interesting than I thought it would be from the onset. I didn't really think it was something I'd be into. And then, you know, you kind of listen to a couple of them, you're like, this is alright. And then the next thing you know, like, one pops up, and that's the first thing you click, so I guess that's a new kink. I'm not sure how much I, like, would actually enjoy it in person. I think I just like the dynamic of the audio itself. I like the way that it sounds. You know, whenever one of our male performers does a daddy little girl audio, they always really put on their low growly hat, and I like that. Anyway. Which kind of audio is your favorite? I guess I just answered that, huh? I actually like the fantasy audios the most, but they are seemingly the least popular, so I don't see them as much. Do you have any regrets about quick clips you made? We'll see when I'm done with this one. do you have a GWA crush? I am very bad at remembering screen names. There are definitely a couple voices that really speak to me. Yeah, I signed up for one. I should just look. I have the internet right here. But you know, it's kind of like, it depends on the audio itself. The voice definitely makes a huge difference, but there are still some things that I don't prefer to listen to. So, you know, it's not a perfect system. I'm not gonna look it up because it's gonna take too long. All right. Explain yourself. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? Sure, I've done that before. What is your most embarrassing or funny sexual experience, alone or with someone else? Embarrassing? Let's see here. I can't really think of something, you know, I have a very trustworthy partner, so anything that happens that would be embarrassing usually just ends up being fucking hilarious. And I'm trying to think of if I've done anything stupid alone, which I must have as a teenager. But, you know, I've been I've had the internet for a long time, longer than most people, so I kind of started out early with knowing what I was doing, and I didn't do a lot of the, like, grab whatever is in the house to masturbate with kind of stuff, so, you know, I think all of my stories would be pretty standard. I read a lot of fan fiction when I was a teenager. I think that might be the most embarrassing thing. If you really like Gundam Wing, I've had some days where I read a lot of fan fiction. Anyway, if lying is wrong, or white lies, okay, lying isn't wrong. It's kind of something we all do, even if you say you don't, you've lied before. Kind of depends on the reason, you know. It's like, I say I'm pretty truthful most of the time, but sometimes it's rude to not lie, you know. Somebody's having a bad day, and you're annoyed, and you don't really want to help them, but you say, like, hey, you know, whatever you need me to do, I'm ready to do. And it's not, like, completely untruthful, it's just, like, you know, you kind of steal against the truth so that you can do what's right. It's still lying, but it's fine, right? So, shades of gray. Anyway, let's see. Would you prefer to watch others have sex, or have others watch you have sex? I would prefer to watch others. Eyes on me are a scary prospect. Let's see. What's the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? Well, so when I was a teenager, my parents had, like, one of those, like, foot massagers that they never used, the ones with the little, like, you know, from Brookstone, they have, like, little balls on it, and you're supposed to put both of your feet on it, and they had a big, giant shoulder massager, and so I stole both of those, because I never used them, and the shoulder massager eventually broke on me, so I only had this, like, flat foot massager thing, and so I would straddle that, which is not how that device was meant to be used, and so it was very awkward, but, you know, you're a teenager, and yeah, shit's just necessary, so I think that's probably the weirdest way, and that was, like, probably a good, like, 2 months of my life before I figured out how to, like, order another one off the internet or something like that. I think that was the catalyst for me, like, actually being like, okay, I need to find a way to buy my own toys, you know, at, like, 16 or 17, so, let's see, what is the fastest way to get you to come? A Hitachi. I think that's true for a lot of people. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? A lot of things, actually, but probably a sort of detached cruelness. You know, I like mostly sweet people, and warm people. So, you know, I mean, being dominant is one thing, but, you know, any sort of, like, anything that the culture might call, like, negging, you know, where it's like, that's just part of your shit, is to just be mean or rude or derogatory. It's not really my thing. I'm also a really high communication person. I'd rather negotiate a treaty than leave it all up to, like, silence and chance. So if you're, like, weirded out by me talking to you, that's not gonna fly. Those are the biggest ones, I would say. Let's see. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? I don't think I really have a preference. Let's see. What music do you like to have playing while you're having sex? Oh, I don't. Silence is gonna be where it's at. I don't even like music in porn if I can avoid it. That's a lot of times it's unavoidable, though. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? That's strange. No. I mean, what is love? I think that, no. You know, there's a sort of affection and closeness that I prefer whenever I'm having sex, but it could easily not be present. I, like, can fathom that as a possibility, but it's not for me. So for me, there's going to be some sort of connection during sex, and if you want to call that love or whatever, sure. What do you prefer to be called or say? Let's see, daddy, sir, master, kitten, baby girl, sled. Baby girl, I guess it'd be the, you know, whatever, like something sweet, nice, little girl, baby girl, sweetie, baby. Not slut. I'm not a huge fan of that. Just not for me. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? Probably silent. I, you know, face of the pillow kind of thing. We live in an apartment. So, you know, on the quieter side, I've never been a talker. I don't like to have to pull out something while I'm, you know, getting off. I don't want to have to think. So, I usually stay pretty quiet. When was the worst time you've been turned on? All of freshman year of college when I had to live with other people. yeah, just having to share a room. Anytime you have to share a room, you know, that's pretty awful. What's your most extreme fetish? I don't have a good perception of this anymore. You know, I guess light bondage is extreme to some people. That's pretty much as far as I go into, like, stranger kinks. You know, I like fantasy stuff. I like fantasy audios and fantasy style porn, so that's pretty, like, weird to a lot of people too. You know, because there's, like, satyrs and werewolves and crap, so, you know, some people are really put off by that, and I find it to be pretty tame. But I look at a lot of Tumblr. you know, it's one of those things that I think everybody has a different gradient. I have watched all sorts of stuff. I don't really get put off by much other than, like, you know, bodily fluids, I guess, would be the one thing that I'm not really, like, into necessarily. I'm just gonna talk to people while I record this audio, but that's it, you know. What was the one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? Embarrassed? I'm not really embarrassed to admit anything. No. You know, if I don't have a partner who I can open up to, then what's the point? So, yeah, I don't think I've ever really held back on at least talking about something. I might talk about it and not actually really want to do it, you know. I might say, like, oh, I really think this is interesting, but, you know, and then my partner would be like, oh, did you want to try it? It's like, no. not actually. I just wanted to tell you that I wanted to try it, because sometimes that's fun. But I certainly, there are things I would be embarrassed to admit to maybe just normal people, but that's not the same. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Sure, I have short hair, so it's not as grabbable. Do you enjoy bondage? Yes, mostly. Light bondage. I have not really tried anything heavier. It requires a lot of shit, so, you know. Sometimes I don't want all the build-up, but I think I would enjoy trying a more extreme version of it at some point if we had the proper equipment. Do you enjoy playing with hot wax? I have not tried, and it seems like it would make your bed a horrible mess. Actually, a pretty clean person, so the idea of, like, wax flakes fucking everywhere, it's, like, the worst. I'm popular this morning. Let's see here. Actually, I'm gonna pause this for a second. Okay, where was I? I just answered the hot wax question. Okay. Have you been with someone older than you? Yes, I have. I don't need to go into that more, I guess. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? I'm not sure. I've been to a strip club once. That was interesting, but no kissing was involved. I don't think you do that there. I guess the caveat is that I'm not actually a big kissing person. I kind of do it because it's mostly expected, but I'm not a huge fan, which is, I know, very strange for most people. Yeah, it's something that I am still kind of getting used to. It doesn't seem to come to me naturally. Have you ever tried anal? Once or twice. It's okay. I guess receiving anyway, once or twice. Have you ever been double penetrated? No, I have not. I'd like to, though. It takes a lot more arrangement than one might think. Have you ever had sex in public? No. Oh? Technically, yes. Yes. A long, long time ago. It was, like, back in high school. It was just outside. I guess that counts as public. Technically, yes. Do you like being handled roughly? Depends on how roughly, for sure. And like, I better, like, know you and trust you before you fucking start throwing me around. Like, I don't think, you know, it's kind of sexy to hear an audio or something where, like, we're strangers and you handle me roughly just because. But in, like, real life, no thanks. I would have to talk to you about that beforehand. Are you very verbal in bed? No, I think I already said that. Not particularly. Takes too much of my mental space to actually talk, so I usually am pretty quiet. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? A very minor amount, I guess. I definitely wouldn't want to be, like, cut or anything like that. You know, a little pinching here and there, that sounds pretty good. Let's see. What is your favorite item for spanking? Just a hand, I would say. I have toys, but not in that area. I've never gotten a paddle or what are those little things called? I was gonna say a nine tails, but that's the big one. Those little fucking shit. I don't know what they're called, but I think you know where I'm going. I don't have either of those, is the point, so. Alright. Getting close to the end here. Random things I just want to know. What's the worst porn you have watched? Oh, I've watched lots of bad. You know? It's like I like animation, and so, like, when you run down that rabbit hole, it's like, there's horrible stuff out there. Just, like, bad, poorly. I'm a nerd, so it's like I know when something's poorly animated, and it's just like you see stuff and it's just bad. You know, when it comes to, like, normal porn, yeah, I guess the worst ones probably fall out of my head pretty fast, so I can't think of anything that's, like, so bad that I really remember it. I think that more porn is bad. You know, I especially like professional stuff. Like amateur stuff is like, it's kind of hot when it's bad. Like it's not really meant to be refined. But like when it's like a fully professional like setup, and you're just like, oh my god, you guys, get your shit together. That's always bad. I don't like a lot of really fake dialogue either. So if it's really forced, it's a little too much. I there are porns that I have muted to just have Gone Wild audio in the background, so you know. What's the weirdest fetish you have ever heard of? Oh, I'm a child of the internet. Every weirdest, I mean, there's ones that are essentially like you just get off by some normal ass thing, like somebody jumping in a pool or standing on a bridge or something, and those are kind of like weird. But it's not, I don't know, there's a through line for all of that stuff for finding something sexy. So like fetishes are kind of by their nature weird. All of it's weird when you truly think about it. It's like, sex is so stupid. Which is a great reason not to take it very seriously. So, yeah, I don't have a particular one there either. I feel like I'm not answering any of these questions very specifically, but whatever. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I mean, masturbate is the obvious answer. I'm also quite tomboyish, so I feel like I experience the world in a sort of in-between zone sometimes, depending on how I'm dressed. You know, it's like, if you have short hair and you're dressed enough like a boy, people will kind of treat you like one, especially if they can't see your face. But what would I do? I don't know. I might enjoy some spaces that, even as a sort of girl who skates the line, can't truly like see that side of, like, I have lots of male friends, but you know, I can't, if I went to a strip club or something with them, it would still be like, oh, we're all here, and then like our one like cool girlfriend is here, like that's not as fun as just being a guy. So I might do some of those things, but probably just masturbate. So, because you know, you want to know how the plumbing works, it's all different. Anyway, if you became, oh, I already read that one. What do you wish you had invented? Oh, there's something every day that I'm like, oh, this is stupid genius, and I fucking wish I thought of it and had the infrastructure to, there's a million things that, you know, fucking Toys to Life. I wish I thought of that. You make a plastic thing, put it on a video game, and make a bajillion dollars. That kind of stuff is the things that I think about. Like anything that's like under $10 and you can find in a store, and but they're making a million off of it. That's kind of like where I'm at. There's some apps out there too where you see it and you're just like, oh, I should have just made this app. But, you know, there's a lot of factors to that. What a strange question. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I would probably go back in time and learn how to play music. I have a few instruments in the house, but I cannot play any of them, which is funny. But kind of sad. But I just don't feel like I have the time to dedicate to it. I also can't sing, which is really sad. I wish I could. But I apparently am fairly tone deaf, you know. It's like, it's one of those things that I know too. It's not like I like tried out for American Idol or choir or something and pretended to sing. It's like I can't sing, and I sing when I'm alone or in the shower or whatever, but it's like my voice does not want to do that. And I wonder if you start like as like a little kid and like have somebody coaching you, if you just learn, or if it's inherent. I don't know. I think music and singing is magical. So it's something that I would love to figure out how to do if I could. Do you have any scars? Yeah, light ones, many, kind of all over the place. Comes with being a tomboy, I guess. Lots of sticks and rocks and tumbling when I was a kid. What is your most used phrase, dirty or not, during sex? Well, dirty or not, I guess. I say a lot. You'll probably figure that out from this audio. There it goes again. I think that phrase-wise, it probably changes, like, every month, you know? If you're not including like and which I am very much so a horrible victim of, you know, I'll have something that I've been saying for, like, a week, and by the time I'm done with it, everyone's like, stop saying that, it's horrible. But, you know, whatever, it's fun. I say whatever a lot, too. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? Well, I watch stupid YouTube videos, and so, you know, Game Grumps or something will get me every once in a while. I like to laugh, so I'm pretty free with it, especially if I'm just at home, you know, with my partner, just hanging out. I'll laugh at whatever stupid shit, and I don't know, just don't stop yourself, and you'll find something really, really mundane to be hilarious. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? That's quite a turn from laughing. Ghosts? No. Aliens? Probably. Like, little green man visiting the planet already? No. But out there in the great expanse of space, it's way too much space to discount some sort of life. So if you're talking about, like, alien intelligence, it's, like, a lower probability. But if we're talking about just, like, bacteria and shit, yeah, it's out there. It's out there somewhere. We just don't have the tech to find it quite yet. If we're lucky, it won't come to us first. ghosts, no. I'm kind of, like, a spiritual person. But it's a very, like, it's more of a mental exercise, you know. I like to think of old houses having a personality, and historic things having kind of a spirit thing to element to it. But it's definitely a it's something that I know isn't real. It just kind of helps me appreciate old things and time and respect objects and respect spaces with the sort of kind of empathy that you tend to give people. You know, if you personify a little bit, it makes it easier to feel something for something that deserves a little bit of reverence, like an old house, you know. I think that's why people do personify things. It's like, no, the house isn't really alive, but that doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't deserve my respect. And it's kind of out of respect to the people who were there, or the time put into an object, or the history in a space. Yeah, I think that has its own sort of ghostliness to it, that is something you can feel, but it's definitely a mental thing, right? So no. Ghosts, no. Aliens, yes. Wow, that's the last question. I guess I did it. I made an audio, so you're welcome. that was a rambling mess, I think. but hopefully you enjoyed it. And maybe I'll do something sexier at some point. Or I'll just keep writing scripts and hope that you guys read my scripts. I did write a script, so if you're looking for one, you should do that. It's fantasy, which is what I like. So, yeah, if you want to hear more, I guess just beg for it in the comments. And I will try to do something else soon. Thanks, guys. Bye.